There have been years of struggle over having the criteria school's student bodies be more reflective of the heavily minority city student body. Major changes were made for this year's new admissions and city honors, the most visible of the criteria schools, and there was little change. School's chief of intergovernmental affairs, Will Carestis, says it's not just an issue of getting more minority students into the criteria schools next September, when test scores show many elementary schools aren't producing the students for these schools.
It's a great example of how a school district needs to do two things at once. We need to take steps to dramatically close the achievement gap that exists in our district, but at the same time, we can't be comfortable with any school that might have severe disproportionality in enrollment. So we have to address both at the same time.
Carestis says the new education bargain is changing the playing field by opening a series of new programs in high schools to attract students and parents and offering new choices. Few citizens showed up for the first of the three public meetings to offer advice. Andrew says the diversity question is the wrong question.
Buffalo School want to talk about promotion of more multiculturalism. My point of view is stop multiculturalism. Either we need to be Americans collectively together, or we need to, if we continue to keep categorizing ourselves as Americans, we're going to continue down this downhill slope and create more friction between each of us. If we're either Americans or we're not.
The next public meeting on the diversity issue is Thursday afternoon at 4 in the Meriwether Library meeting room. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.